and we're glad to have you along. Big thanks to Reverend Juan for coming on in and joining me this morning. Always enjoy having him. But we have kicked out Juan, and we have brought in the main course.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Well, that's a compliment.
I know it is. That's why
yes,
I said that.
That's a compliment. Yes. Miss Karen is here with us from Oakleaf Village. It is time for our positive points on aging, and we enjoy visiting with Karen Pickard and with Marsha Clayman, and we have a good time with them. And this week we are blessed to have Karen hanging out with us, I guess, first time in 2023.
Yeah, that's right, and it's good to be here. Happy New Year
to
everybody. I'm sorry Brian's not here, but Reverend Juan was an excellent show.
Oh, yeah, Reverend Juan does a wonderful job.
Yes.
We do want to get Brian back for obvious reasons because we want him feeling well and getting with us and all that. So hopefully he'll get a negative test and be able to get in here soon. But that COVID, it's just still there. Just when you think you've got this thing taken care of, it pops right back up again.
So comes back.
Brian is now officially a card-carrying member of the club.
Well, aren't we all now?
Almost everybody.
Almost, just about.
It's basically not a question of if, but when.
Right.
For almost everybody.
And hopefully, if you get it, it's not bad.
Yeah. It's not like the original COVID I had the original COVID when it was cool.
Oh, and you were really sick.
Well, yeah. When you get the original COVID, that's the one where you worry about people getting sick to the point where, do they end up in the hospital? Do they end up in a ventilator? God forbid, stuff like that happens. But I've had the one where you're for the first time around, where we didn't know what we knew, and then I've had the one once back in June after the cruise, where it was kind of like just a couple days of blah, and then you're like, you're fine.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, hopefully, everybody's just getting, if you get it, it's just the blah, couple days of you don't feel well, and then you're fine. But anyway, there are other things that are causing people some problems, and one of them is loneliness.
Well, and COVID has created some loneliness that we have not been experiencing in the past.
Right.
And people, you have to isolate. Brian has to be home alone and nobody around him, and that creates loneliness. And you've heard me say this a million times before, but human beings are very social creatures. Our connections with others enables us to survive and thrive. But as we get older, and as things change in life, we tend to find ourselves more alone, more socially isolated. And there's kind of a difference between the two, and people don't think about it. You think of social isolation and loneliness as being the same thing. But social isolation, but it's a hard word for me to say, is physical separation from other people, such as living alone. And you might be lonely, but generally people who choose to live alone and choose to be isolated that way. But loneliness is when you feel alone being around people. You can be in a crowd and feel loneliness. You can live with 30 other people and feel loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very different thing. And that's what is very dangerous, because loneliness creates diseases and creates problems in human beings. National Academy of Sciences and Medicine says that a third of all adults and 45 and older feel lonely. I guess at 45, I didn't have time to think about being lonely. But between children and work and all the rest of
Sure.
But not everybody's there. But as you age, your children move out. Your spouse may pass away.
Right.
You may be living alone. And older adults are at an increased risk for loneliness and social isolation because of some of these factors. And we have to think about it. The problem with loneliness, and this goes back to what we were just talking about with COVID, it is a fertilizer for other diseases. And that's an interesting way of putting it. But the biology of loneliness can accelerate the buildup of plaque in the arteries. It can help cancer cells grow and spread and promote inflammation in the brain, which creates Alzheimer's and dementia.
Right.
Loneliness promotes several different wear and tear on the body, and you just don't think about it, but it does create a type of stress. And we all know that stress is not good for us.
No, that's for sure.
So we don't want people to be lonely, and that's why we talk about assisted living being so important, because it creates a social model for people. And, social isolation creates so many things, and premature death is one of them.
It can also sneak up on you.
Yeah, it can.
I think that's what you got to be very careful of with our older adults, is that you don't realize it, and then all of a sudden they stop doing certain things. And
right.
And I'll let you talk about that as we go along.
Yeah.
But you got to be real careful that you don't let loneliness creep into an older adult's life, because that could be a start of a very quick downward spiral.
Well, you know, when everybody got quarantined from COVID the first go round,
right,
we saw an uptick in smoking, obesity, alcoholism, drug abuse.
All of it.
And it all comes from being alone and being scared.
Sure.
And most of us, because we're social animals and we thrive with other people in our lives, it scares us to be alone.
It's pretty common sense, Karen, when you think about the fact that if you're somebody that goes to work or goes to school every single day and you've gotten conditioned to seeing your coworkers,
yep,
becoming friends with many of them, obviously if you're a student, we saw the damage that it did to kids both academically and socially and developmentally with COVID and being locked away and isolated, having to look at a computer screen. That's just not getting it done. We are, as you said, we're social animals. We're social butterflies.
And we think computers have the answers, and we think that phones are great, and we think that TV is the answer. It does give you an outlet, but it's really not interacting with people. Even video games where people interact together aren't real.
Nope.
You're not really having a connection with a human being. The other thing that scares me, because, you know, this is one of Marcia's and my passion, 50% of people who are socially isolated have an increased risk of dementia. And that's scary, folks, because there's too many other ways to get dementia between genes and having accidents and things like that. Let's not isolate ourselves to create more dementia. And again, we talk about, well, yeah, do word games, do puzzles, do all this stuff. Don't do things that are in isolation, because you need to be involved with other people.
Right.
Poor social relationships also create 29% increase in heart disease and 32% increase of stroke. That's scary too, because and I guess when you think about it, if you live alone and you have symptoms of a stroke, you may not realize that you need to call 911. If you have somebody at home, at least they can do that for you, and that's really not good, because you know what they say about strokes: you need to treat them immediately to get the best results from having a stroke.
Right.
Of course, depression, anxiety, and suicide are much higher for people who are lonely. There's so many things that we think about that create loneliness. Unexpected death. And I was just asking you about your sister, because I worry about people like her who lose somebody she loves very much, and she, her family's here and she's not.
Right.
So you just worry about people like
Trust
that.
Trust me, I'm well aware of it, which is, as you know why, you know why, how many times I call her and we talk every day.
Yep.
And I literally keep her on the phone and just make her tell me about her day. And I tell her about our day, and I ask her about the kids, and her speech is limited,
sure,
because of her stroke,
right?
And so she loves talking to me, because I so insist on, I won't let her off the hook.
Good.
I make her talk.
That's right.
I make her get her words out, and I always just remind her, don't worry, I own this radio station. I'll take all the daytime I need out of my day.
That's right.
We're gonna
have
talk.
A conversation
we're gonna
here.
Talk. I'm in no rush.
And you know what? That's one of the things we're going to talk about, solutions and ideas, but that's one of the things they say, listen to people. When you actively listen and engage a person, even if it's on a telephone, that makes them feel like you care.
Sure.
And it makes them feel like they have a purpose and a mission. And that is so important for human beings.
You betcha.
So, you know, telephones are not a bad thing. And when this day and age, if you do get isolated,
it's better than nothing. That's
it
for
is.
Sure.
Yeah, you it's better, pick up the phone. Don't ever hesitate to call people. And I have a whole list of organizations that in the next half of the show we'll talk about these organizations. But you do need to listen and observe. Tell people on the phone, tell me more about that situation. Tell me more about what you're doing. Let me tell you about what I'm doing, so that you're engaging these people in a conversation. And I guarantee you their blood pressure goes down, and so does yours.
Right. You know, and I will tell you this. Sending a message through Facebook is better than doing nothing.
Right.
Sending a text is better than doing nothing. But every time you upgrade it from just a Facebook message to a text to actually calling somebody and then ultimately seeing somebody is the best. But at least letting people use their vocal cords, using their voice, is far better than just typing into a phone and texting. So don't forget about that. Some people have just gotten to the point where they don't even like to be on the phone.
Right.
Our older adults need that connection more so than just getting a text from their grandkids.
That's for sure. And I'm on the phone all day, so I have a trouble getting on the phone when I get home from work.
Right.
But it's important,
but that's a
folks.
Story. You engage all day long.
But it's important.
Yeah, it really is. All right, we are at 8:45. Let's get to the Fox Business Report. Much more to come. We're talking about loneliness, especially with our older adults. Karen's with us from Oakleaf Village, the Positive Points on Aging. On The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Small business owners were feeling less optimistic about the economy in December. The National Federation of Independent Business Optimism Index declined last month to the lowest level since June of last year. Those surveyed were concerned about the economy, rising prices, and hiring difficulties. GE Healthcare, which recently was separated from General Electric, is predicting business will continue to grow in the year ahead. It's seeing supply chain challenges easing, demand for the company's products and services is improving, though inflation is still a factor. Shares of Virgin Orbit are losing ground after its launch from the UK failed. Shares of Virgin Galactic, which plans to provide commercial space travel, also are lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
How does a car repair shop last in business for over 50 years like Suddeth Automotive? By providing affordable, reliable, and honest auto repair. But if you ask them, they'll tell you it's their loyal customers who come back time and time again to entrust them with their car repairs, well-trained technicians, service packages, and monthly specials. Isn't it time you become a customer? Call or come by at 1410 North Millwood Avenue or make an appointment at SuddethAuto.com.
Hi, honey. How was your first day back at work?
Well, that slip and fall sure did cause me some pain and discomfort. And this swollen ankle is no fun. But thanks to True Pharmacy, the day wasn't a complete waste.
I'm so glad they were able to get you all set up with your ACE bandage wrap and even a set of crutches.
Yes, who knew you could rent your crutches from True Pharmacy?
And they even have wheelchairs to rent and sell. That's good information to know in case we ever need it for our parents as they get older.
I'm so glad we found True Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations, West Columbia and Divine Street.
Hey, Point listeners, this is Casey Whitener. Y'all know I love a good underdog story. Scrappy nobody works hard and eventually shows the naysayers a better way. We're the South Carolina Libertarian Party. Not exactly Kevin Bacon and Footloose, but out there questioning authority, standing up for your rights, and working for a world set free in our lifetime. If you feel like maybe politics doesn't fit you, you might fit with the SCLP. Learn more about us on Facebook or by visiting SCLP.org. We meet the last Monday of every month at 6 p.m. at the British Bulldog Pub in Irmo. Mention you heard your invite on The Point, and I'll buy you a drink. SCLP.org to learn more.
Hey, this is Ray.
And Mary Ann with Absolute Glass.
And we're happy to have been voted Lexington's best glass store for 13 years in a row.
Many drivers are unaware that your cracked windshields can be replaced, usually at absolutely no cost to you.
If all the high-end car dealerships in town can trust us to do their glass needs, so can you.
We service the Midlands both at our shop in Lexington, but we are also happy to come to you at home or work.
Find us online at AbsoluteGlassInc.com.
And remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
There's a lot of good reasons to choose a particular insurance company, and a lot of not-so-good reasons. A cute mascot? A funny TV ad? How about a celebrity spokesperson? Probably not. What you should be looking for in your next insurance agency is a trusted advisor who will put your needs first and help you find the best deal on the right coverage. H&H Financial Group is your full-service, local, and independent insurance and financial planning team that will help you understand the reason for insurance, the coverage you need, and will then shop amongst dozens of carriers to find you the best value. For home, auto, life, and business, we'll take the time to understand where you are today and where you'd like to be as you work towards financial freedom. Doing business with H&H also means you'll have full access to the financial services of Fran Halloran, giving you a complete package that you won't find at any other agency in the Midlands. We're ready and willing to earn your business. Are you ready to work with an independent local agency that can cover all of your insurance needs? Call us today at 803-850-0011. 954.
Point A to point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
In the clearing stages of an earlier accident heading onto I-26 eastbound, mile marker 103 near Harbison Boulevard. Stalled motorist Kershaw County, I-20 eastbound at the 98. Expect delays Broad River Road at Greystone Boulevard. Wilson Boulevard clearing at Fire Tower Road. Lexington County Emmanuel Church closer to Emmanuel Creek. All things wild, squirrels, snakes, mice, bats, rats, beavers, even alligators. All things wild gets them out and keeps them out. AllThingsWild.com. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons on The Point.
In the Bart Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
Very pleasant good morning and welcome back in on The Point. Thanks for giving us a little bit of your time. Kev with you. No Brian today. He'll be back with us soon, we hope. But we do have Miss Karen Pickard with us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. It is our continuation of our regular Tuesday morning feature, The Positive Points on Aging. We really enjoy this feature. Thanks to our friends at Oakleaf Village for making it happen. And, of course, thanks to Karen for schlepping down to the station to hang out with us on Tuesdays. We always enjoy your visits very, very much.
So, we enjoy doing this. It's a great thing to do.
It's a good public service, and I get such positive feedback from so many people, and you guys have really defined what we do here. It's just been very, very helpful. I got an email from a listener, it would have been about 3 weeks ago,
because
I was gone for a week. You guys did the show when I was away, and then we've had New Year's and all that stuff. It was about 3 weeks ago, and I got an email from a listener. I should have forwarded it to you, but it was all about... the show. I don't remember specifically.
Well, that's nice.
But it was about the we were talking about, you know, something had to do with getting ready for the holidays and this and that. And she's like, I never thought of several of the things you suggested, and we're going to try that because we're leaving tomorrow to go to, you know, mom's house in, I think it was Virginia or West Virginia. Uh-huh. Anyway, it was just really a positive email from her thanking us, saying, I never thought of the things that you guys were suggesting. It's going to make our trip with her that much better.
That's wonderful to hear. That's all we want to do is touch a few people. You know, it's not for everybody, but if we touch one or two people, that's really important.
Sure enough.
And that's kind of important about what we're talking about today, because loneliness is one of those things, like we just said, can just eat at you and cause all kinds of problems. But people who are engaged in meaningful, productive activities live longer. They have a purpose. Just everything's better if you feel like you're giving back to people. So that's kind of what we do, and that's why we enjoy doing this, is because it is kind of a purpose that Marcia and I both feel.
Sure.
There are a lot of things that people can do, even older people can do, to help break the cycle of loneliness. Mm-hmm. And like I said before the break, you talking to your sister on the phone.
Sure.
Huge. That's just engaging people. Even if it's a 15-minute conversation, just engaging somebody on a telephone. But you can also create a strategy for these people. Help them get involved. Help them feel special. There's so many organizations in town you can volunteer for. And my 89-year-old mother-in-law was volunteering at his house for a while. You know, and it just made her feel good. She did Meals on Wheels till she was about 86. Go for it. I mean, it doesn't hurt. Drive somebody who can't drive themselves and deliver meals together. Spend that hour or 2 hours with them, and you'd be so amazed what you would learn. We've talked about that on the show before. Seniors have so much to offer everybody.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing is, what I really think is very important, and I think we're missing in the society today, you did this with your children, I did it with my children, but we need to have intergenerational events and things that young children have grandparents or older people that they spend time with, because the older people get from the young people and the young people get so much from the older people.
Sure, sure.
You know, assisted livings, nursing homes, you can't do it all the time, but they do like it when children come in and engage the older people
goodness,
there. And it just is such a wonderful thing to do. What if your grandmother taught art in high school 50 years ago. She can still teach an art class to some kids. You don't have to do great painting, but just even color by number is good
right.
for kids.
Right.
So get them engaged. Help get them to teach the piano. You know, little kids can learn to play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Sure.
Doesn't hurt. Sometimes it just getting them out of their comfort zone is a really good thing to do.
Absolutely.
You know, talk to your neighbor. If you know you have a neighbor who lives alone, talk to them about their garden. Just go outside when they're working and have a conversation with them. Those kinds of things engage other people, and you will feel better when you're doing these things as well. But I've got a list of organizations, and I do want to mention some of them while we're on the air still, because there were some of them I'd never heard of them, and some of them I'd never sure. thought about. There's AmeriCorps Senior Programs, and they match older, 55 and older people with volunteer opportunities in their area. That's great. You know, I wouldn't think about that, but there's tons of different things you can volunteer, right. science programs, whatever. Commit to Connect program. They provide access to services for older adults and people with disabilities and that experience social isolation. You don't think about it, but young people have strokes. Young people have isolation issues.
Sure.
So think about that kind of thing. Diverse Elder Coalition. This is for the LGBT community and for people who have diverse backgrounds. One of the things that I read in doing the study for this is that people of different cultures who live in a neighborhood may be more isolated because they don't maybe not speak the language well, or they may have just different likes and interests. So engage in those people. You don't think about it, but engage with those folks. Elder Care Locators connects older adults and their families with support services such as transportation, caregiving, maybe assisted living. All those are good organizations. Friend to Friend America pairs older adults with trained volunteers to provide companionship and build strong social connections. All of these are websites, folks, that you can go to. You just type in their names and they will help you. The Institute on Aging or the Office on Aging, those are local companies that you can reach right. out to that are very good. One that I love is Big Sisters, Big Brothers and right. Big Sisters right. organization. Those are huge. And you don't have to do a lot. Just be there. So engage with those things. The National Council on Aging is also, it helps Americans age with dignity, providing information and resources. All of these are websites that you can go to at any time. And I just ask people to think about the people that are lonely. Think about people you know at church. Think about people you know at the gym. If they're going to a gym, they probably, you think they might not be lonely, but once they leave the gym, they may close the door and never come out of that house again until they have to go shopping.
Yeah.
They may not have anybody else to talk to. So think about the people are you around during your day and think about how you may help them. It's a new year, and I think if we find ourselves giving more, mm-hmm. we can make 23 a very compassionate and giving year instead of so isolated and so me thinking that we look towards other people. And that's what I want to push this year more than anything.
Well, it's a good way of starting the year that
yeah.
way. It really is. Now, if people are interested in these organizations, obviously they're driving to work right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
If they need to get in touch with you, what is the best way for them to find you?
803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com. And I am going to put a plug in real quick because the other thing that I think is huge, and I just had our support group at Oakleaf last week. Support groups are wonderful
things.
So glad
you said that.
Well, they are. And I don't care if it's for dementia. I don't care if it's for autism, alcohol abuse. There are so many support groups out there for people to take advantage of. And they will connect you with other people who are walking the same path that you are. And I had somebody at the support group. We only had 3 people at it. But one person looked up and said, I have made more friends in this group that I can pick up the phone and call when I just want to cry because my mother has dementia.
Sure.
So, folks, if we can reach across the aisle and help one another, I think that's really what we need to do this year.
I think it's great. Well, I think what you guys are doing, again, is so valuable. But the moral of today's discussion is don't let this creep up on people.
Right. Don't let it creep up on you. Yeah. If you feel lonely, reach out and call somebody. Right. Give us a call at Oakleaf. We can talk to you.
Absolutely. And if you think you know somebody who might be lonely, please take the time and do a blessing by reaching out to them. It'll make such a difference. All right, Ralph Norman, later on today on the Afternoon Drive at 4 o'clock. We're coming back in just a short while with Your Way Home with John and Erica. Stick around. This is The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A vigil for the Virginia elementary school teacher shot, allegedly by one of her students, a six-year-old.
Friends, co-workers, and those wishing teacher Abby Zwirner well sang Let There Be Peace on Earth, and they prayed for her continued healing. Co-worker Lauren Palladini, who's a counselor at Richneck Elementary School, tells WVEC-TV that it's nice to hear that the 25-year-old teacher's condition is improving.
I feel better as I hear that she's feeling better, so if this can help her feel even emotionally better, that's good for all of us.
Police say the six-year-old suspect got the 9mm handgun from home. His mother had purchased it legally. I'm Donna Water.
President Biden, who slammed former President Trump over the handling of sensitive government documents,